to another Timbuktu interview, looking at the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I am here in the charming, historic Winnishek Theater, and I am pleased to be interviewing Jamie Elliott, who is the treasurer of Winnishek Players. Thank you for being here, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for letting us use the stage. I always love being on the stage. It is such a nice theater, and we're lucky to have it here in the community.
We sure are. I love this theater. It's just beautiful and cozy, and you're right, charming.
Yeah, and yeah, cozy. Those are great words for it. It really is. Because all the other stages in town, which of course are wonderful, you know, all the way from the Masonic, which is like, I think 1,200 maybe, and the high school, which is about 800 now, and Highland, which is, I think is about 400. So this is a nice show for, a nice place for a lot of smaller shows to
be. We have a capacity a little over 200, so...
That's great. All right. Well, Jamie, if you could, let's start out with giving just a little bit of history about Winnishek for those people listening who maybe don't know too much about it.
Sure. So Winnishek has its origins back in 1916, and they performed in various places around town in Freeport. And then in 1926 is when Winnishek Players actually adopted a constitution and developed bylaws. And then this building that we're in now, and this part, was built in 1936, and it has been remodeled over the years in the 40s and the 60s and the 80s with the addition of the lobby and backstage and things like that. But so we've been here a long time.
Yeah. So one of the oldest community theaters around.
It is.
Yeah. And that's really wonderful. So... we know that Winnishek has had a few little hiccups recently, but you guys have some great plans for getting back on the road here. So why don't you tell us about what are some of the plans that Winnishek has for the near future?
Sure. The day of Pretzel Fest, April 26th, our improv troupe, which is called On the Fly Improv, they've performed several times at Winnishek, and they meet every so often to polish up their improv skills. They're going to be performing live downtown. And then that evening... at 7 after Polka Fest, we have an event here called Winnie Rock City, and that is four different local bands. Mike Martin is one of the people who's heading that up.
And I know his band is a unique description for it.
Yes.
What is it? Polka and punk or something like that?
Yep. And that starts at 7. And so tickets for that are on sale. You can get those at Mort's. Starting yesterday. They started... you can buy those. So yeah, that's going to be really exciting because we haven't had live music here in a long time. So should be fun.
Yeah.
And then right now we have a program going on called Curtain Call. And that is a program for youth, approximate ages, middle school through high school. We have a couple youngers in there. And they are, it's kind of an educational program with a show at the end. They've just started, but we've got lots of kids involved, and they're going to be performing Sherlock Holmes, Baker Street Irregulars, and that's in June 6th and 7th.
How fun.
We have Children's Theater coming up in July 7th through 20th. And then in August, we have a dinner theater that's actually going to take place at Mort's. And so you buy a ticket and you get dinner, and then there's going to be a kind of a theatrical production going on while you're eating dinner there. So it's a partnership with Mort's. And then in September, this is the first time we've announced this, we are going to be doing a musical. The musical is Some Enchanted Evening, and details will be coming soon with that, but that's going to be in September. So look out for auditions for that.
Well, those plans sound great. And you used a word that stands out to me, partnership. And I think just from personal history of my own, I know what a good community partner Winnishek is. Way back in the 90s, when I was director of the Freeport Art Museum, we had a great partnership with Winnishek for Christmas Memories, which we performed here many, many years. And just recently, you were kind enough to let us use the stage, well, the whole building, for the Reader's Theater related to One Book, One Freeport from the Freeport Library. We did a Reader's Theater here of Dandelion Wine. And let me just tell you, having this sort of community resource and having you share it and cooperate and partner with other nonprofits and other groups in the community is a really wonderful thing that Winnishik does. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And yeah, we definitely want to get more and more into partnering with people around town because, you know, we love this community and we just want to, we want everybody to feel safe and included here and yeah, just making those partnerships.
And I think you were just touching it on it there. Are there other goals that the current board has for future of Winnishik?
We have, right now we have 13 board members. We've recently added a few more, and I feel like our board is really very strong now. And so we're kind of trying to get people that have all different skills and talents. And so we're really trying to lock in on that and, you know, get people who are good at lighting and sound and costuming and directing. And so if you don't know, we're an all volunteer board and we're a working board. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens here is because our board members and our volunteers are running it all. So we're trying to grow our volunteer base for sure.
Very important.
So if anybody wants to be involved with that, we just email us or call us. We'd love to get you involved somehow. And we also have, we're also always looking for donations because the only way we can survive here is by donations, public and private and businesses like donate sometimes. And that's wonderful to have their name in the flyers and other various things. So a good way to donate if you wanted to is on our website. We have a little drop-down bar. It just says donate. And it's very simple. You just put in a few things and you can donate any amount. We appreciate everything, big and small.
Wonderful. And there is just so much history in this building. If you go down to the basement and just look the furniture and the props, which I was doing not too long ago,
it's fun.
I haven't been there in years. It is fun. There's just so much here and walking around in the green room and seeing the costumes and the wigs and all that. It really is fun. And so I hope that perhaps from this interview, you might get some more volunteers and
that'd be great.
And some donors. That certainly would be great. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me in this Timbuktu interview. And everybody who's listening, give Winnishik a chance. Give them a call, go to their website, donate, or be a volunteer.